Hello.
Good evening. My name is Rob, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. And we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent,
Republican. Republican.
Thank you. And as you're aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you'll vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in San Lucie County on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted in an absentee mail ballot.
I didn't vote in the primary because I wasn't there, and I forgot to get a voter mail-in.
Okay. So you're going to definitely vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I'm not a likely to vote.
I am likely to
vote. Registered to vote.
I am going to vote.
Thank you. Voters in Florida are permitted to Thank you. And voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? I will vote at my polling place on election day. I will vote by mail with an absentee mail ballot. I will vote early in person at the designated early voting location.
I hope to be there to vote, but if not, I will ask for a paper or whatever, send in a permission to get a send in vote.
Thank you. And what is your age? 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
Over 75.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college
high school
or grade school?
Graduate. High school graduate.
Thank you. You now will be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or no. Indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Kathy Townsend.
Pardon for that again?
I'm sorry, Kathy Townsend.
Townsend? Nope, don't know. I've heard the name. I don't know the person, who the person is.
Okay.
Politician.
Ken Mascara?
Nope. Are these local people or local politicians
yes.
in Florida? Don't
yes.
really know any of them except for the governor. Oh, and wait, there's one other there I know. Only because I only became a Florida resident a year ago in May. So I haven't got to know any of the politicians. The governor and the other guy. I don't remember.
And Richard Del Toro?
That I've heard the name.
Do you have very favorable opinion, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable? Hey, if you have an opinion as well?
No opinion
okay.
on any of them because I don't know really much about any of them.
And Keith Pearson?
No.
Thank you. And what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Keith Pearson?
I can't tell you anything about him because I don't know who he is. I know he's a politician, but I don't know much about him.
Okay, no problem. And what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
Same thing. I don't know much about any of the politicians down there.
You will now be asked a few short questions
That's
about
it.
The okay. okay. You will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming across Republican primary elections. Now, if the Republican primary elections for San Lucie County Commission District 3 were held today among the following candidates, well, who would you vote? Linda Bars or Erin Ann Lowry?
I don't know. I'd have to study all of them.
If you have to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards, Linda Bars or Erin Ann Lowry?
Are they both, these are both Republicans?
Yeah.
I'll say Linda. I don't know. It's a woman.
Thank you. Now, thank you. Now is the primary. The Republican Party were held today among the following candidates. For whom would you vote? Kathy Townsend or Elger Macon?
I have no idea.
Don't worry.
I really don't know.
If you had to today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Kathy Townsend or Elger Macon?
Don't know her, either one of them either.
Don't worry.
I guess I got a
And lastly,
president.
The Republican... yeah. And lastly, the primary elections for San Lucie County Sheriff were held today among the following candidates. For whom would you vote? Rachel DeToro, President Michael DeFrancesco, or Keith Pearson?
I don't know. Are you a Republican or not? Maybe you can help me decide. I have no idea. I don't really know. Like I said, I know who the governor is and one other guy, and I can't think of who it is. And you haven't mentioned his name yet.
Okay, if you have to choose today which candidate are you leaning towards, you will have the same opinion, or you will lean for Rachel DeToro, President Michael DeFrancesco, or Keith Pearson?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh. Right now. Don't worry. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as San Lucie County Sheriff?
These are the guys running for sheriff. Or do you,
yes.
I don't even know what they want to vote. They are. I do see signs on them. That's why the names sound familiar. I don't know. I'm really a bad one to be asking these questions.
Don't worry.
I'm not
Every
here.
Opinion counts, ma'am.
Okay.
Every opinion counts, ma'am. From the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaign for San Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Keith Pearson, you can indicate that as well. So a television ad received something. You haven't seen, read, or heard anything. Okay?
No, that may
And from the following
list.
Okay? And what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard DeToro and his campaign for San Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Richard DeToro, you can indicate that as well.
The name sounds familiar, and I can't remember if I read something bad or good about him.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Don't worry.
I'm
will
a
not
bad
be
person,
as you feel. No,
like,
don't worry. Every
have to
opinion
go
counts.
Online and start looking these people up.
Okay.
So I want to make sure I
And if you were
right
to label.
Person.
Yeah, you will. You will. And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I think I'm going more towards a conservative the older I get. So I'll say conservative.
Okay. And you will say they're somewhat or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background? African American or black, Asian or Asian American, Hispanic or white or Caucasian?
I think if we're in the United States and, like, my nationality really doesn't matter, I'm a mix. I guess you consider me white, but, like, I tell everybody, including my husband who passed away, who has Italian descent, you're not Italian American. You're an American. If you're born in America, I don't care what nationality or color you are, you're an American. This is the only country I hear people use Italian American, Irish American, Black American. I said, you're an American. So I am white, but I am an American. I'm a mix of a lot of different groups of people.
Okay, thank you for that opinion. So
I think that's something we
got to
change in our country.
Yeah.
Maybe that
so
would help us
with this
prejudice too.
Yeah.
Pardon?
With this, we're ready to conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time and participation. It was a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you. And now I'll have to look up all these people and study them to see what I should do
Don't
when
worry.
I get there. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Good luck.
Goodbye.